Hello, dear listener. Just a very quick audio boo response, and this is something I very rarely do, but it's about the English language and its use in public, and I thought, oh, that's piqued my interest. So this is in response to SM2N's rant about did you want a bag? Very, very interesting, and actually my take, I thought, oh, I know this one, as soon as I heard it, I know this one. The whole of British service culture is built on as close to a sense of passivity as possible. Would you like a bag? Is both proactive and, what's the word? It is connective. So it is making a connection with somebody. However, did you want a bag? Makes it clear, almost innately, that they believe you had that thought before they even got involved in the conversation. So, but nothing to do with me, just did you want a bag? Because if you wanted a bag, I can supply that for you, but it's got nothing, you know what I mean? It's they're kind of distancing themselves from the whole transaction. I don't know. Right, it's just like one that you mentioned. You mentioned the "can I get a coffee" thing, which does irk me a little bit. I think I wonder if that actually comes from the American culture, which almost goes full circle the other way, where they are bypassing the humanity of the person behind the counter by saying, "Can I? Not can you get me? Can I get the coffee?" In the fact that the person who is performing the transaction is almost meaningless in the whole me with coffee thing. There's a midpoint between it, and I think it's almost like the transitional point, which is yes please, which I guess I first heard in the early 90s, and it became kind of fairly standard, although I'll move on from that in a minute. It used to be next please, didn't it, in the shops, next please, which is kind of like bossing people about, the person behind the counter directing the customers. Can I help you? Or, yes, can I help you? Is fine. Obviously, you can help them. How can I help you being perfect? But yes, please, is a movement away from the instructing the customer what to do next and offering up oneself as, again, a kind of a non-specific assistance. I mean, yes, please doesn't mean anything. I think in some respects, places where large corporations have focused on customer service have changed that and almost given the people who work behind the counter a script. I'm thinking mainly of McDonald's and places like that, where they are told to say a certain sequence of words, which of course makes it almost sound like a recorded message, but at least has the faux sincerity of being the right thing to say. Did you want a bag? Is not the right thing to say. It is probably not the thing that they were told to say because they haven't been told to say anything, but it is the easiest thing for them to do to avoid getting involved. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Really interesting thoughts for a Sunday morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss it. Very rare that I will do a responsey boo, but there you go. Have a good day, and whatever you're doing, enjoy. And don't have too many sniffles. It's a horrible hay fever season at the moment, which is why I keep sniffling through this. Sorry. Bye for now.